Oh, hello. I'm talking to you, Laura, in the studio.
I didn't know if you were talking to the people listening or
no.
Me, but
they say a good broadcaster is able to, well, he's first able to turn down the volume of the music that he wants to turn down by not ratcheting down his headphones and thinking that affects the actual recording. That's secret number one.
Oh.
He levels down the proper pot or pod. I never did realize or figure out what it's called.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, a long time. Almost 7 years at this
not
point.
Not long enough.
Well, everyone's just like, pot it down, pot it down. Does that sound like pod or pot? I can't really tell it apart.
Pot it.
Pot. Yeah, pod.
What does that mean?
Down. It means pulling down one of the levers on the board.
Why don't they just say that?
Well, yeah, it has a different name. It's also called a channel. Like, volume, you know, lower the volume on that channel. You could also say that. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined today by an old friend, mostly an interwebs friend, but we've hung out some in the past. Kind of like, actually, a hostess you're not familiar with who used to be on the show for a while, Veronica. Veronica was someone I used to gab all the time online with, but we'd barely hung out. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let's get her on the show. And she actually became like a long-running co-hostess.
Oh, what happened to her? Is she...
Well,
did she disappear in mysterious circumstances?
She was at the Columbia Mall yesterday. It was actually... She'll never have a new episode again. What? That was too much? Did that cross the line?
I didn't. I had nothing to say. I was speechless.
Did that cross the line?
That was a little too soon.
Too soon, just because it's in our backyard.
Yeah.
Just because I was maybe 5 miles from that mall as the shooter's antics went down.
Jesus Christ.
His hijinks.
I had a friend there yesterday.
Oh, really?
Who accidentally stole something.
I love how we all try to sniff the ass of tragedy as closely as possible. I'm like, I was near it.
I
had someone there.
I used to go there. No, I don't want to be like, I used to work at the store next there, which I don't know what's there anymore. I used to go to that mall when I was a kid. I don't know what's there anymore.
I went there.
Zoomies, wasn't it? That was the store.
I go Zoomies. What is Zoomies?
It's like a grungy PacSun. It's like a skate. They call it a skater store.
Okay.
It's like quote unquote skater store. Like that's what they're all the news people.
So
are
it has $4 in the register and sells weed in the back.
Yeah, and they have like decks on the wall that are probably there
just for show.
Because
just for show.
No one buys those things anymore.
I know what a deck is. I also know what a truck is in skateboard talk. So there.
Well, you were just a...
Yes, I was the coolest kid in fourth grade.
Did you have, airwalks and JNCOs?
No, I would do the Chuck All-Stars. That was my big shoe. Just a red pair of those every 6 months because my big, fat, flat feet would expand.
Shoot out of the...
Yeah, just like a loaf of bread that you didn't put into any sort of container. It looked like unleavened bread just
gross.
Spreading. Like a goddamn plague across the land. That's what my feet were. They grew both lengthwise and widthwise.
I don't like feet as it is. Now you're just making it.
Oh, I just have those gross Fred Flintstone.
So much worse.
It looks like a paddle you would beat a kid at boarding school with.
You got hobbit feet. Don't lie.
Oh, yeah. They got hair.
No shoes.
But when I'm shaving my pubes, I'll take the buzzer and I'll just do a once over on my toes and the top of my feet, too. And I think it looks so sexy, but probably in bed, the chick just wakes up to these stubbly dogs hitting the back of her legs.
Yeah, you go to Spooner and you spike her with the tops of your feet. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like a large spider mounting her from
inches
behind.
Away from you, and you're like, "Where are you going?"
It ain't pleasant. What about lying in bed with me? It could be pleasant. In PapasBasement.com is the show's website. Every Monday and every Thursday, a new episode of this show, hour long, give. And or take will be uploaded there. I know we've been having some problems recently. That's because I've been down a couple co-hostesses. Hopefully Laura can fill in now and again, help out with the load.
I can try.
For the last time. Not that anyone has assumed as much. No active animosity with Allison. She had car problems. Now she's actually working. I don't like it when my slothful Allison is working.
People with jobs suck.
Yeah, she gave Allison for a long time just really hasn't been doing much. It was great because a couple of weeks ago with a straight face, she's like, not that long ago, I decided I didn't want to work as hard as I had. It's like, yeah, honey, we'd figure that part out.
You've been here for
yeah. So this week, I believe she was like, look, I can record Wednesday and that's about it. And I just figured, fuck it. Let's be safe and get a recording in now, regardless of whether or not I can actually get out and see Allison come this Wednesday. So that's why Laura is here.
I'm a replacement.
We're going to do all the, you can speak up.
I'm a filler.
There you go.
Sorry.
There you go.
Him.
Filler.
Yes.
Like sweet, sweet pig anus in a hot dog.
I was thinking like a sawdust cookie filling.
Oh,
filler,
no.
But you know, you got to make me
chopped
sausage.
Snout. Chopped snout and sawdust.
That's what I look like. I'm just a sausage casing.
This is a sexy studio right now. Packed full of sexuality. That's what.
Yeah, the first thing you said to me when you saw me today was what? How much weight have you put on since we last
no,
saw
no, I said, yeah, I think I've put on about 40 pounds since you last
and
saw
I
me.
I said, oh my God, me too.
Oh, hold on. So, let's pause a second. I'm getting a business call. Great timing. God bless you, locked out person. Okay, we're back. No big delay. My new recurring customer, Freddie, the Latino man named Freddie. He needs lock crap done Tuesday. So let's get back to the show. He didn't derail me too hard. I think we're still in the middle of introductions. You want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. You want to like us on Facebook, which would be grand. That was like with an E and a fruity little squiggly mark at the end over the E.
Grande?
Yeah, okay, fine. Agree to disagree. You find us on Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I also am on Instagram at the at Papa's Basement name, and I just post pictures of cats and dumb shit. it has zero to do with the show. It's literally just my own personal stuff.
Things that you like. Cats.
It's just the cat. Just like, cats. There's nothing else I want to take pictures of. I'm not good looking enough to like take a mirror selfie. And what else do you take pictures of on Instagram?
That's what people do. Like the not good looking people are the ones that are all over Instagram taking pictures of themselves. Like, look at me.
Oh, all the tricky angles and shit like that.
Yeah. MySpace pics, as we used to call them.
Yeah, but
MySpace angles.
I think we've all sniffed out the MySpace angle by now. Like the big girl who's just taking the picture directly from above. So you just see face and tits.
Yeah,
and
that's my Facebook profile picture right now.
You get the one angle where your jugs have obstructed everything else. And no. You're just like, look, there's nothing else here.
There
nothing else doing here.
No jugs in my Facebook pictures.
Don't ask.
MySpace, though. That was a different story in MySpace.
Oh, God. We'll get back to the MySpace shit in a second. Laura, you're a creative type, so you've got things to plug as well. Please,
yeah.
Please plug away at the beginning, the middle, the end, and any time there's more than a half second of dead air.
Dead air.
Just hop in.
I am an artist, which always sounds pretentious when I say people are like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm an artist. And they're like, oh, what do you do? I make jewelry. I make nerd-themed stuff. I always say, like, Comic-Con, like anything that's at a Comic-Con.
Nerd jewelry.
Yeah.
Nerd sex toys or just jewelry?
Jewelry. I'm not quite good enough with my
so
clay and resin to make
I
toys.
Can't get like an R2-D2 butt plug
no.
for some other DJ.
No, I have to
not me.
I have to work on different finishes to insert things into your actual body because you know clay is really porous.
Okay.
It'll mess you up.
So R2's armor would look like he'd been out on Tatooine a little too long.
You'd
pretty
use
quickly.
It, use it once and it would just disintegrate.
What did the Jawas do to you, my boy? That kind of fun shit. Laura, I've known you for a long, long time.
Yeah. When someone asked me earlier, I was like, oh my God, it's been like 10 years.
It's
probably.
It's very weird for me because, yeah, it's not like I keep up with a ton of internet folks. I want to say there's, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 that I keep up with in any capacity whatsoever from the old days.
The old days.
The old days.
the old days of like when you first started trolling the internet for...
Trowling. I like to think of trowling. Just casting a big net, trowling the ocean floor, seeing what I pull up.
Get a
what damaged, damaged
rusty
girls.
Tin cans, then
exactly.
So be it.
Some pussy, an anchor,
some dolphins.
A dolphin crying for its life. All kinds of fun shit in that net.
Oh.
You go back to the dilly, which if we're going down the list of ways I met people online.
Rabbit hole of just darkness. It's just...
It can go for a ways. There was a lot of weird sites back then before it got all conglomerated. It's almost the same now with all the apps, the different apps coming out.
Like Snapchat and all that?
Snapchat,
I'm
Instagram.
I'm not up with all that. I feel old.
There's also, well, now there's Google Place, which you can't really call small because it's Google related, but there's like WhatsApp, Voxer. So in its own weird way, there are these little enclaves again, but it seems they all have 100,000 times the users of what these old websites used to be.
Yeah, when I mentioned the dilly, nobody knows what I'm talking about.
No one.
It's
no one.
Like, I'm thankful I met my boyfriend on OkCupid because people have actually heard of that.
Yeah.
So, but like all of my friends before, like all the like dating websites. Like, I started on Face the Jury.
I forgot Face the Jury.
That was my first one because my college roommate was on it, and we were like, hey, let's see what this is about. And then that was the end of my
Did
life.
IM names went on Face the Jury, right, if you wanted to?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember I would stalk Face the Jury profiles, and I hated myself so much that I wouldn't put my own face up, even though in retrospect, at worst, I'm an average-looking dude back then. Now I'm a fat slop bucket.
Yeah, I wouldn't have talked to you back then if you weren't okay-looking.
Thank you.
I have some standards.
Thank you. Exactly.
I have no idea.
We're going to Shoney's after. after that blowjob on the shitter, I'm getting you some liver and onions.
Sizzler? What about Sizzler? I want to go to Sizzler.
Whoa. Stop spending up my loot.
No, but are you sure I met you on the Dilly and it wasn't Face the Jury?
I believe it was the Dilly. Jury was the, what, you'd put up like three pictures and people would just say, was it like Hot or Not? Would it say yay or nay, or was there a slider
The Jury? It was exactly like Hot or Not, but for dating. Like, because Hot or Not, you just said yes. Or
no. Yeah. And then people had like a percentile they were out of 10. Okay.
And with Face the Jury, it was just like, you could, you know, rate people. There was just like, you know, little radio buttons, I think, just to rate them. And then people, you would get a rating and then you could search by people like, I don't want to see anybody over like under an 8.5.
Oh, you know, and that's how you could do it by race.
Probably.
Oh, that's shaky. Can you do it by religion?
I don't
no
see.
No Jews.
I don't see why you wouldn't have been able to. They had so many different like narrow it downness. I'm big with words today.
It's okay. You're behind a mic for what? The first time, long time, first time ever, what?
Ever? I mean, okay. I did like drama and music and stuff in high school and all my life, but like stuff like this, no.
That's dumb people shit. Now you gotta be witty.
Dumb people shit?
Now you gotta bring it. Dumb people shit.
I mean, I was...
A poodle can memorize a routine.
Poodle?
You remember Eddie from Frasier?
Oh. He was a Jack Russell Terrier.
Moment of silence.
Like Wishbone.
Moose. Good old Moose. Moose. That was the actual actor's name.
The actor.
The actor.
The dog actor.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you watch a...
It was a man and a dog.
You watch you an episode of Frasier.
And
at the very end of Netflix, you will see Eddie credited as Moose.
Oh, that's adorable.
Another thing I shouldn't know, but I do.
That's
just like Gary Portnoy from last episode.
Gary Portnoy.
Gary fucking Portnoy. God.
I lost it when I was listening to that. I was alone in my room laughing, and I felt like a maniac.
Well, let's make some magic for you to listen to. I wanted that to sound as douchey as possible, and I hit
magic.
It out of the park. I fucking hit that baseball through the atmosphere.
Yeah, you did.
I'm gonna let the dead air just stagnate for a bit like a bad fart. I remember now. Sorry, I'm recovering from a night. I want to say it was a long night, but it was actually I had the chick over and I have a shit twin bed. And so I give her that bed.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm gonna go sleep in the other room. And my brother's bed that he's vacated has a Nazi spring in it that literally if you hit it at the wrong angle will just gouge your thigh and you'll start bleeding into the mattress as you sleep. And then for some reason, the cats decided to use me as a goddamn trampoline. I was up every 2 hours because normally I lock them out. It's like Sophie's Choice. Do I lock my door and then let the horrific temperature that my mom keeps the place at roast me? Or do I leave the door open so there's an ounce of air circulation, but every 2 hours I wake up to just one of these little assholes walking on my shelves batting things down for the fuck of it using their just unholy night vision
and
agility.
Cats love gravity.
It's weird. I guess because they're young. And I haven't had a young cat in a while. I thought cats slept through the goddamn night for the most part. And if they didn't, they just fucked off and left you alone. But these two, it's just every 2 hours. Sometimes they'll just stare at you like, did he die?
Like they're waiting to see if you're breathing. And if you're not, they'll eat you.
They'll start eating me.
Yeah.
Ass first.
Yep. No. Probably.
Yeah. Just in and then out the mouth.
Oh,
they're
gross.
Gonna chunnel me. Literally, I've woken up to them just taking their paw to my cheek.
Oh, that's adorable.
Kind of, but when you're asleep, you're like, fuck off.
Scary.
I wish I were dead so you couldn't wake me.
Do they clean you? Do they groom you?
I could make like a bad joke there with them eating my ass or something. They don't do much with my hair.
I'm serious. But I mean, because you're you know, covered in hair, so they obviously.
Well, most of my cats will
related.
Gnaw on my head. But it's usually when I have longer hair, and now I just am always dumping Rogaine in it anyhow, so it probably tastes like the floors at Procter & Gamble. So
you're going to kill your cats if you...
Procter & Gamble's a chemical thing, right? I didn't name like a sports agency.
No, it's a company.
Okay.
Like Johnson & Johnson, right?
That's what I'm like gambling on, if you will.
Oh, you're fired.
They make consumer goods, including pet foods, cleaning agents, and personal care products.
Pet foods and cleaning agents. So that's all, exactly.
All of the above could have applied from the Procter & Gamble line. Yeah, so I'm tired. This is one of those episodes we should have done coffee first, but I saw you, then we just started talking, and then you're like, oh, I brought cookies.
And, and then you just shoved them.
Fat cookies, yeah.
And then I hid them from you.
You did. Oh, God, you really did.
I totally did.
Shit.
They're right behind that thing.
Oh, yeah, they're out of my line of sight.
If you can't reach it, then you can't.
They're behind the monitor. It's okay. I think we can go the rest of the way without me eating cookies. We were discussing Dilly and finding people off of IM, which was my very first thing. Mm. I can do this break over and over and over, where you could just type in an age and a sex, and then you would just find these random profiles across the country. And then we had sites like, I forgot, Face the Jury. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know what a creep I was back then, I would find the IM name of these girls that they would include in the profile, and I'd just start IMing them. And of course, they're like, who the fuck is this? That's their first reaction.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, look, I'm a dude on Face the Jury. So then their second sane reaction is, oh, what's your profile?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't have a profile. I just found your IM name.
Yeah. And then they're like, bye.
You'd be amazed how many people I could keep in the conversation. But again, it just established this horrific precedent that shut up. That kind of it carried on for a while, where I was like, okay, I'm going to quickly apologize for the fact I hate myself so much I didn't put any pictures up, but I'm going to be funny to amuse you, so can we keep talking?
Aww.
And then typically they would say yes.
Classic.
And we keep chatting, and then, yeah, within like a couple texts, I'd be like, all right, enough of the funny. Make with some tits.
I need to see that you're not disfigured, though.
Yeah, so
exactly. Before I send you.
I'm big
goods.
On tit symmetry. Make sure those areolas don't look like the eyes of a dog named Spot.
You've seen those, the meme of the nerd, like the creepy nerd guy.
Continue.
Oh my God, I know it has a name.
Creepy nerd guy? Hi, I upgraded your RAM guy.
Is it that guy?
No, that's like an Asian in front of
a
computer. It was like memes before there were memes. Because it was literally
like
just that one bit of text hooked to it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It just said, oh, hi, I upgraded your RAM. And I would look at that and just laugh.
No, like the high standards nerd guy. Like, he's creepy looking. Never mind.
You're trailing off.
Never.
It's okay.
Intentionally, because I lost.
I've never seen a level die like that on the board before. Like, I want to tap the wire and just be like, "Did this fall out? What's going on here?"
My train of thought just petered off into nowhere. So I'm just gonna start talking about.
Laura, we had been talking again recently. I don't know why. What possessed you to hit me up a couple days ago? I really don't remember.
What's her name?
I'm asking you.
I'm
asking the questions around here.
That chick from that show, True Detective.
Oh!
Who was in Percy Jackson. I saw her picture, and I was like, I have to congratulate you.
I got in trouble for that episode with the missus.
You told me.
She was like, I wanted to listen to that, but now I can't. And at first I thought she meant the fact that I didn't have a Thursday episode up. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. You wanted to listen to the Thursday one and you can't. She's like,
no,
I can't listen to the last one because it's all about some girl's tits.
Because you're a pig.
Yeah, and I'm not. Those are just great tits.
That's exactly why I messaged you, because I was like, wow.
I didn't know who she was. So she's like from Harry Potter knockoff or some shit.
Percy Jackson. It's about the child, the illegitimate child of a god.
Really?
Yeah, Percy Jackson is the son of Poseidon.
He sounds like he plays wide receiver for the Vikings.
Percy Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, he's no, yeah.
So this is his Hermione equivalent?
Probably, yeah. She's the daughter of Athena or something like that.
Really? Yeah. But instead of like Emma Stone's kind of what's-its.
Watson?
Yeah, whatever. Stone's the redhead. Yeah. I don't get so worked up for these celeb chicks. Like, I'm not 12 anymore. It's like, what really can I covet about you? I'm not going to have sex with you. I can appreciate you're beautiful.
Believe in your dreams.
But yeah, I'd rather see the fucking girl in her dorm room actually pulling them out, who then posted on Reddit or whatever the fuck, or 4chan if she's really warped. 4chan if daddy really did things wrong.
Yeah, that is something.
So, yeah, I don't know who the broad is, but she pulled out her tits on True Detective, and I guess it was some big story, because I didn't know her from fuck all. I was just like, oh, hey, it's a great pair of tits, so yeah, let's celebrate it.
And I thought she was, like, 16, because that's how old she's supposed to be in the movie. Oh. And I looked her up, and I'm like, oh, she's my age.
Is she really? Shit.
She's, like, 27 or 28 or something like that.
Oh, wow, okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah, she killed it, man. That scene was the talk of the internet masturbating town last week.
It's a big network.
It is, yeah. It's the majority of the internet, to be honest.
That is, yeah. It's just Reddit and whatever other.
True Detective is a great show, though. I'm looking forward to episode 3.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, I don't think she's going to, like, Sharon Stone the camera this time. It's not like I'm looking for a poon progression from
you
this girl.
You never know. You might get one.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's HBO, though.
She might just be fanning her ass out. Like, hey, I fell. Is there a hemorrhoid back there?
It's called presenting.
Presenting. I love that term. That is the best. I'm just waiting for episode 3 to come out because my bro is incredibly, like, conservative when it comes to what he watches in terms of, like, he can't be talked into anything until I force him to sit through it, at which point that new thing will be obsessively focused upon. Like True Detective, He's like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm watching my Sopranos on Apple TV for the eighth time per episode. What are you making me sit through? I'm like, relax, you're going to like this.
Something new.
Yeah, he sees it. I swear to Christ, the second episode, not for the tits. He's seen the second episode 6 to 7 times in a week span. So we're talking once per day on average he has seen this episode of True Detective. And I'm just like, thank God it's Sunday because there will be another True Detective to enter the mix. I watched the second episode twice. I watched it through with him and then I saw it the first time live.
What is it about?
True Detective?
Yeah.
It is Woody Harrelson and Matt McConaughey as two homicide detectives.
I'm sorry. What? Time out. Just them two in something together.
Yes.
It's just hilarious.
Woody Harrelson is in his young Roy Munson wig.
I used to get them confused all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of both are from the same Texarkana type place, I think. I don't really know. They both strike me as good old boy types.
Yeah.
So my brother was like laughing. He's like, I hate when fucking actors put on an accent. I'm like, I think they kind of are hayseeds.
Yeah, that's really what they sound like.
Yeah, because I was like, think of McConaughey when he was fucking Wooderson in, not Fast Times, the other one with the smiley face that was high on the front.
Dazed and Confused.
There we go.
Yeah, that guy.
I'm like, he fucking sounded like a hick when he was talking about banging the high school girls, man.
Typecasted. Like, wasn't he, wait, who was in that movie with Reese Witherspoon, Sweet Home Alabama? Is that Matt McConaughey?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Gerard Butler. They're plug and play hunks. Mel Gibson's a little too old for it now.
Oh, isn't he like in a loony bin somewhere?
Sorry, I'm getting a picture of a cat sent to me. I don't know, a cat meme.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's disruptive. He had his tongue out and I couldn't read the text. Yeah, Mel Gibson is, sorry, I'm remembering the good old days with him right now because HBO Go has Lethal Weapons 1 through 4.
Oh, nice.
And like 1 is literally before he dropped the Aussie accent. So you're just like, where the fuck did this guy come from? Like, it's half gone, but not all the way gone. True Detective, before we just pursue too many threads. Before we just open 100 doors and don't walk through any of them. True Detective is Woody Harrelson and Matt McConaughey as homicide detectives in, I believe, Louisiana circa 95. And they have encountered a mass murderer who kind of has occult overtones to his quote unquote work, if you will. Like these weird antler crowns are placed upon his victims. And we fast forward from 95 to 2012. And it seems like someone is doing the same style of kill with the same fetishes all around the place. And it's weird because they think they put someone away for it back in 95. We don't know if they were content with the person they put away. We simply know that someone went away for this crime. We don't know if it was because they said that was the right guy for the job or not. And it's great.
Someone needed to pay.
Yeah, exactly. Because in the meantime, Woody Harrelson has gone from having like some sort of, I don't want to say a Dutch boy haircut, but he has kind of Kenneth the Page hair. It looks like a Kenneth the Page toupe on. And then McConaughey is just like his kind of strung out Dallas Buyers Club looking self. And then you fast forward the 17 years or whatever amount of time it is. 17? Yeah.
Oh my
Sounds
God.
About right. 95. And yeah, I know. We are old. And McConaughey is just a total drunk at this point with long hair. It looks scuzzy as fuck. Woody Harrelson's bald.
Oh, my God.
I love it. It's really well done. It's only 8 episodes, too. I mean, they could not tie these guys down for that long, I suppose. So it really is like, fucking, the hits keep coming in these things so far.
You almost lost me because when you said about the 90s, I'm like, okay, really? There's a show set in the 90s? Like, what is it? Well, has it been that long?
Absolutely nothing 90-ish about it. Mm. It's not like, turn off that damn Nirvana on the radio. Remember how Clinton got that blowjob? There's literally nothing 90s-ish about it. You just kind of hear in passing that they're in 95. And once in a while, you see shitty computers that look like your home TV you grew up with in terms of monitor size.
What if they wanted to do like an updated Mad Men, but in the 90s? Would you watch that?
Mad Men in the 90s.
Or just like a show just as popular as Mad Men, but it's set in the 90s.
Like, I mean, it's like, all about writing.
Just so many things like that are so popular. Like, you know, Mad Men, you know, things set in like the 50s or the 40s.
Well,
or
Mad
the
Men,
60s.
I think, started that. I could be wrong. I feel there are a lot of 60s knockoffs. Probably. For a while. Because for the longest time, correct me if I'm wrong, whenever the 60s were brought up, it was always like, oh, we're taking acid and we haven't shaved our twats and we're getting plowed a lot in said twats. And that's what the 60s are. And, oh, remember that time we saw Hendrix? Why does everything sound like a Family Guy episode to me? Remember the time Janis Joplin bought that chicken on the airplane wing?
Now I have...
Mad Men was the first thing that came along and was like, hey, everyone was a dirty, stinky piece of shit by the end of this decade, but at the beginning, they still had the incredible... Yeah, exactly. C-A-F. Classy as fuck.
Drinking on the job.
Classy as balls.
Yeah.
Classy as balls. Yeah, there's an elegance to it. We had the suits, and look at the ladies with their garters, because we still didn't have elastic yet. So they had to put on these advanced get-ups just so their fucking pantyhose wouldn't fall down. And I think that captivated a lot of people. I know that X-Men that came along, that was it First Class?
Oh,
or whatever,
yeah,
the hell,
yeah.
Which was just Mad Men, but X-Men.
That's why I love that movie.
Oh, it's a good movie. No, it's just well done. I think it's probably the best of the X-Men bunch. That or number two.
The first couple were a little iffy to me.
I hated the first. I hated the third. The third is the one I saw in the theater.
Which one was the third one? I guess there's so many of them.
Well, it was initially, I think, Bryan Singer did the first two, and then Brett Ratner, who really sucks, did the third. And it was like, it had Kelsey Grammer's Beast, and they didn't stick the canon at all.
I thought I liked that one. Did I? No, I don't even remember anymore.
I don't get why you feel the need to like take this property that has an established story and then be like, we're gonna fuck with canon a lot.
Yeah.
Like, why you have the story set for you? Mm. Just obey it.
Isn't that what J.J. Abrams did for Star Trek?
Oh yeah, what was it, Spock's home planet? He's Vulcan, right?
Yeah.
What is the one that looks like a Vulcan but he's all angry? That's a Romulan. Yeah, at the start of
just an angry
one,
Vulcan.
He's like, oh yeah, there's Vulcan. It's blown up now. It blew up. There's 4,000 Spocks left in the entire universe.
But the thing about J.J. Abrams was he wasn't a Star Trek fan growing up. So he didn't really give a shit. Like, that's...
Yeah, he wouldn't give a fuck.
So he's just like, okay, I'll do it. I'll just do it how I want to do it with all these characters that everybody loves. And
there was the first time I saw it, I really enjoyed it. And I'm not going to say I'm some huge Star Trek nerd. I didn't really grow up watching it. Later in life, they uploaded it to Hulu. And I would just watch, or I'd do all these overnight radio shifts. And I'm like, fuck it, I'll watch whatever. You could toss gay porn on Hulu at this point. It's better than doing work. Aww. And I watched a bunch of Star Trek. I'm like, oh, this is fucking tight. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy this more than Star Wars. Like, I like the
Star
character
Wars.
Interplay with Star Trek and stuff. Star Wars is good enough, too. But Star Trek, I just liked all the characters and how they yapped at each other. And then there's occasional action, but it was really just like Kirk talking to his friends for the most part.
Yeah, they had really good chemistry. I think that's why it lasted for so long.
And then they come out with this, and it's just like a fucking action film.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. I loved the movies. Like, hardcore Star Trek fans might be like, well, you see, they did this wrong. But I just...
What, the new movies?
Yeah. I loved them.
I really wanted to screw What's-Her-Tits. The
Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one. And then the green chick. You know what? Fucking toss her on the pile.
I'd pick the green chick over Zoe.
Zoe's
I didn't like her character. That's
why are you so racist?
I kind of like.
why can't you get down with a little cinnamon?
I prefer green people over black people. Apparently.
Oh my lord! Thank God someone took the heat in this episode.
Oh, it's all me.
That wasn't named me.
Yeah.
I like Zoe so much.
What else? She was an avatar. Right?
Yeah, but she was like a blue cartoon person. It wasn't her.
What are you, racist? You don't like blue people?
I'm just saying it wasn't like her.
Okay.
It was like saying the Scarlett Johansson, whatever, was in her.
Yeah.
Was she really? Yeah. I mean, she kind of was, but she could have pulled an Eddie Murphy where he voiced Donkey in the span of like 8 hours and made 10 million.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that? He made 10 mil for that. He fucking walked in the studio at like noon and was out at 8 at night.
That's.
I was just like, where's my
painful.
10 million fucking dollars? At that point, wouldn't you just cut up his voice from the old ones? Like they did with like Chef on that one South Park.
Oh.
Where, what's his face, left?
Nope, didn't. He died.
He died. I mean, he left after a while, but there was a time with Isaac Hayes where they made fun of Scientology and he peaced out.
Oh, yeah. And they just used his voice clips.
Yeah, there's a two-episode arc where the shtick was they just chopped up Chef's voice. What do you do, a donkey? Like, I've never really seen the Shreks, waffles. But does he really say anything all that nuts?
Well, he was like the comic relief, even though.
Yeah. So you just
know.
Have to have him say like, oh, Shrek. Funny, rah, 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 rah.
They could have gotten anybody to do Eddie Murphy. Do you know how many different people can do Eddie Murphy? Like, do his voice?
A lot.
All good voice actors.
Yeah. A lot of people grew up watching Raw and memorizing Raw and Delirious.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
It's like some of the only stand-up I'll watch.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big stand-up guy.
Oh, man.
I know you're
big. You are
big
not
into,
a
stand-up like,
guy.
Dimitri.
I'm so sorry.
Horrible. I know you're big on Dimitri Martin and all that.
I don't know. I used to love Dimitri Martin, like in college.
Zach Galifianakis.
I love Zach Galifianakis.
I remember you're like, I used to love Dane Cook before he got big. That was your line.
No, I used to love Dane Cook before he turned into a something. Like his first stand-up special I loved, but then it slowly
started.
Yeah,
the half hour of Premium Blend or whatever.
I enjoyed that too. Slowly started going downhill, and I was just like, and he just hammed it up so much, and I was just like,
Can you blame the guy? I don't think anyone has had that kind of heat that quickly. Like,
no.
Louis has gotten it recently.
Oh, I fucking love him so
hard. Yeah, Louis's
hard.
Good, but
I've
even Louis'
like
shtick is kind of wearing thin.
10 times. No, dude.
Where it's like, I really don't think highly of myself. Okay, fuck off, Louis. You're famous as shit, and everyone thinks you're brilliant.
Whatever. I saw him twice in like 8 months, and it was like almost the same show, but different, and it was just brilliant.
He's really
good. I love him so much.
But even, I think it's testament to even great things you'll get sick of eventually. Like in America, remember when the Patriots won that first Super Bowl? Just pretend you do.
Totally.
Everyone was sick of the fucking Rams. The Rams were expected to crush the Patriots, and the Patriots were these hot upstarts. Brady had come in like, I don't know, halfway through that year, I think, when Drew Bledsoe had been injured. And it was mind-blowing. Like, oh my God, they took out the Rams. These guys were supposed to be world beaters. By the second time the Pats are in the Super Bowl, it's kind of like, okay, they're here again. The third time they were there, it was like, motherfuck. I hope Belichick and the whole like team goes down on the plane.
Aww.
Like, fuck these guys.
They're America's new team. Don't they call like the Cowboys America's team?
Cowboys, if we want to pull the America's team card, it's the Cowboys.
It should not be.
Back in the day, it was the Skins, and then the Cowboys became the southernmost team. So all of the South, who was vested in college football for the most part, if they focused on a pro team, they would just be like Cowboys.
Yeah.
And that's why in the Deep South, really old people are Redskins fans typically.
Huh.
Really, like wherever you go, you'll find some 75-year-old dude. He's like a Skins fan.
Interesting.
Yes, there is your random tidbit of worthlessness for the day.
Thanks. I'm such a fan of the sports ball.
I think perception just changes with time like that. Like, Louis doesn't have to change. Just like the Patriots didn't change. They're still the same asshole Belichick, the same pretty boy Brady. And now, 10 years later, 15 years, or God, how long has it been? You're talking like 10-something years. That was the Super Bowl, I think, in 2002. And so 12 years ago,
oh, wow.
That Super Bowl with them. 12 years. You think they've really changed? They're the same team. They're still scoring touchdowns and wanting to do their damn thing. But their continued success even if it's the same method day in, day out, makes them repugnant after a while to most people, unless you're a dedicated fan. And same with Louis. For me, I like him a lot. And he seems like a decent dude who really hasn't fucked things up. But after a while, even if you're great, I kind of get sick of hearing how fucking brilliant you are from everyone. If everyone's on the same page, that's like, true. Oh, God, this is just the most mind-blowing thing ever. No, this isn't just for the hell of it to be a contrarian. I've always liked his stand-up, and I think he's like probably the best guy on the circuit right now. Is he like an Eddie Murphy or fucking Richard Pryor? No, he's not breaking any goddamn ground, really. It's an art form that's been done to death. Yeah. At this point, you're just looking for guys who do it very well, but they're probably not going to discover that much new. It's like rock and roll.
Yeah, you can't really rediscover.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's the same three chords over and over and over.
Well, I always used to think that, like, years ago when, you know, music, I'm like, wow, what haven't they done? Like, what is more for people to do? And then, like, dubstep. And I was just like, whoa, like, you know, there's always going to be something that you're not going to have heard of. But, like, how can you do that with comedy? Like, I don't.
Yeah, you have to use the same language. I think you would have to maybe structure it differently. You would maybe make it more performance oriented.
The next big thing is going to be props again. There's just going to be props. Yeah,
it could be. Or
be
like an actual stage production. I don't really know.
Cirque du Soleil kind of.
Or maybe it will incorporate Twitter. Or something else live, like a social media component. I don't really know.
Like At Midnight, the show?
Yeah, what the fuck is At Midnight?
God, I
see this
love that show.
All over Facebook lately. Like right when I'm about to pass out, it's a bunch of people who are obviously desperate for some sort of retweet action.
Yeah, man. Chris Hardwick of the Nerdist fame and, of course, Singled Out fame. If you're old like us.
Yeah. Oh, God. That was right when John discovered whacking off Jenny McCarthy
and
her
McCarthy.
Ugly shit platform shoes and uglier dresses.
And then Carmen Electra.
Yeah, but by the time Carmen was on it, that had jumped the damn shark. But either those were both gorgeous broads. Yeah. I mean, they still are. Fuck, Jenny McCarthy did Playboy last year. And I mean, like, I can't tell you the last time I jacked it to a Playboy. I fucking jacked it to those a couple times. Like, she was wearing a cape. Like, she looked like fucking Count Chocula with his tits out.
Like, did I swear to the collar?
I think so. Oh, if I'm trying to remember. God. Here, I'm going to look it up on my phone so they don't.
So
you
they
know.
Don't.
In case, yeah, I said something that ruffled any figures or feathers even. Figures and feathers. In case I fucking put my damn foot in my mouth with anything I said on the live episode that aired yesterday.
Oh.
I'm not going to let them prove that I was searching literally for Jenny McCarthy's tits. Like last week, I just looked up True Blood and What's-Her-Face's name.
Oh.
I didn't include the word tits, and then a million pictures came up of just her tits. I let the internet do the work for me.
Oh, yeah.
What is her damn name? Oh, Alexandra Daddario.
Daddario.
I just remember from the guitar strings.
Oh, you said True Blood, True Detective.
Yeah, whatever. I'm tired, man. It's
like,
all.
It's okay. You like vampires.
HBO, True, something. All right, come on. LTE, find me this, please. We'll look it up later. As soon as we get outside, before we call it a day, we'll look up. I want to say she's in
Jenny
a cape.
McCarthy's too.
She does look like a vampire. But she's hot. Carmen Electra's still hot, even though everyone she's fucked is just gross.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're both gross in their own way. This is what you should understand about even the literally the hottest women on the planet. They do dumb, horrific shit.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy is.
The whole autism thing.
Inside, yeah.
The fact she's going to give you a dinged up egg of a kid if you do impregnate her. Who likes that?
Well, her kid didn't have autism.
Yeah, but he's still fucked up with something.
It was a really rare disorder that I can't think of right now. But
is he okay then?
I have no idea. I think he grew out of it.
Really?
But she's still like an advocate. Don't vaccinate your children.
Yeah, like Christ knows how many kids literally died from that shit.
11,000?
Yeah, okay. That's a big number. Sounds like she's really wicked.
There's a website.
I'm going to have to, with my spare hand while I masturbate to Jenny McCarthy tonight, I'm going to go, no,
I'll wag
my finger at her.
And open up Jenny McCarthy death count or something like that.
Really?
There's a website, yeah. Like, how many people have died because of not vaccinating their children?
Hold up. I've almost got the Count Chocula photo. Jenny McCarthy naked, Playboy 2012. No, we have to stay in shape, remember?
Oh, yeah. Stay?
Stay. Shut up. We're on radio. They don't know.
I do.
The beauty of it.
I do have a body for radio.
And Carmen Electra wrapping that up. She fucked who? Be Real Dennis Rodman. Just Dennis Rodman. Look at
Prince.
What Dennis Rodman has done. Yeah, Prince is kind of cool, actually. Prince had sloppy any day of the week. He had Purple Reindeer, and then I get on top. Whatever. That's fine. And plus, you know, Prince isn't packing that much. You never know. He might. I don't know.
You don't know that.
Yeah. I know Kevin Hart apparently is a huge dong, and he's like 5'2".
Is he really
5'2"? He's a midget. I don't know how. Here, I'll look up Kevin Hart height. That I can do on the quote-unquote work computer.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart height. Holy shit.
5'1"?
5'2".
Whoa.
Goddamn Popstradamus over here. Wow. Ice Cube's only 5'8". What? Yeah, I expect him to be like 6'2".
Wow, Kevin Hart's shorter than me? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but he has a huge prong, apparently, because he and Jim Norton would, like, bang chicks in front of each other, so Jim has seen his erect penis.
That's how friends work, right?
I mean...
what friendship's all about.
They tell horrible stories. Jim Norton, like, he'll tell one where, what was it, Bob Kelly was getting rimmed in front of him. And he was just jerking off watching it because he's too lazy to participate.
Oh.
And the chick just like pulls away from Bob's ass for a second and goes, because she found like toilet paper stuck in his ass.
Oh, God.
And then just goes right back to eating
it. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm never going to. Oh, God. I can never close my eyes.
Oh, God.
Ever again.
Let's go back to Nerdist for a second.
Oh, can we please?
Yes.
Not talk about rimming.
Because you had your Jenny McCarthy. And then Chris Hardwick was the dude host.
The dude host.
And everyone laughed. I remember when I was 15, I want to say, when this was out.
Yeah.
I laughed hysterically. I'm like, Chris Hardwick, get it? Like
it's hilarious.
Like a dong. Get it? Like an erect dong.
I get it.
And then I would just try to steal another copy of the Jenny McCarthy Playboy of the Year spread. Playmate of the Year.
Anyway.
She didn't bleach her pubes for that, by the way. She had the mouse brown twat. And then the bleached blonde hair.
Who bleaches their pubes? Don't answer that.
Well, I want to say the last 5 to 7 years, Playboy's been okay with shaving, but there was a long time. I mean, it really was like True Detective 95 versus 2012. Like Penthouse, everyone had a full shave. They're like on the cutting edge of pubes. And fucking, you got Hef over there like, no, I don't like my women looking like they're 10.
Back in my day.
Yeah, and they all still had, I don't want to say like bush, but they had hair. And it wasn't like.
Like your goatee.
Yeah, it wasn't like second mention of the episode. It wasn't like Gerard Butler buzzed facial hair shit either. I mean, you're talking like a quarter inch sticking out at least, if closer to a half, I would say.
Wow.
Like they had a mat.
That's impressive, actually.
It wasn't plumage. It wasn't aggressive, but it was there and it was thick. You'd shit yourself if you saw even a hint of labia in a Playboy. Now you go to playboyblog.com, you'll have an actual good spank because the chicks classy it up, and they, as always, Playboy has great looking chicks. And then the last few shots will be like something of their bare she junk.
How do they stay in business?
Who, Playboy
with,
or
like,
Playboy
internet
blog
porn? Like how was that? How are they still making money?
It's difficult. Like, I want to say it's all click-through advertising, honestly.
But nobody...
Nobody clicks?
Nobody wants that anymore. They can find what they want on, like, you know, RedTube or just...
I mean, I certainly don't click through, but I'll at least look at Playboy blog. And if
for the articles?
Yeah. Playboy blog is all killer, no filler. None of that bullshit. The only article is like, sexy exotic Samantha is from San Diego. Her turn-ons include. Actually, they don't give you that much bullshit anymore. It's not the usual centerfold speech. It's like, you're masturbating. You don't need to read. We're adults here. Let's drop the charade.
That's
go to Playboy noble. Blog. Check out Kate Moss. She posed for, I believe, the magazine's, is it the 50th this year?
Like I know.
She looked good, man. And that was not a
Kate
chick.
Moss?
Yeah, wasn't she like the one who was like anorexic thin in the day?
Probably.
She's aged really well. Mm. Like she's mid late 30s at this point. I mean, she is fucking gorgeous still. Now, back to Nerdist.
Yeah, again.
We tried to record a clean episode here because I know Chris Hardwick is a very not misogynist, if you will.
He's he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, I think we nailed it out of the park talking about pubes and fucking girls off
of... A lot of pube talk, actually.
Banging girls off of IM.
Yeah, man. You were doing that. I wasn't doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Not girls.
Really?
No.
Oh, you got you some IM strange dick?
No, God.
Some sweet dick?
Oh, God.
No, tell me about the Nerdist. I'm
boyfriend,
genuinely...
if you're listening, I love you.
I'm genuinely interested in the Nerdist because the whole podcast network, because him and Philip DeFranco is the other dude I know. Mm. They're these guys that just seem to make a small fucking fortune.
Yeah, for just being regular Joes.
Yeah, and hosting videos. I think what Philip DeFranco's first product was a 5 minute per day internet show.
Yeah, that's how I knew him. I haven't been up with him lately. I don't know what he's up to.
I have a friend who's obsessed with him. I can't stand it. The whole quick cut thing.
I had a huge crush on him.
Really?
Like 5 years ago.
I don't get how that's internet acceptable. Like, I guess people don't really care about broadcast quality. I think it's really sad that he has to take all these breath pauses and then they just chop it out. Sure. Where he's just like, line.
Yeah.
Line.
It's like,
and then you just see him chop together like Max Headroom. I fucking hate that shit. Now, Nerdist, Chris Hardwick puts out a podcast. It's daily, not weekly, right?
Or is it weekly? A couple, every other day or so.
Oh, okay.
It's a couple times a week.
Is Rogan the same schedule? I don't listen to Rogan, really. Is Rogan daily or like a couple times a week?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, really? Too cool for Brogan?
I'm sorry.
All right.
Right now on my Dog Catcher, all I listen to are...
Dog Catcher?
Dog Catcher. It's an app for Android.
Oh.
It's for... it's like just app... what is it called? Podcast feed.
Yeah.
I have like Nerdist.
And Papa's Basement.
PodF, Tomcast.
And Papa's Basement.
I couldn't find it.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn
it. So I have to download something else to listen to you and your...
Paul F. Podcast.
Radio.
Tomcast. Paul F. Tomcast.
Yeah.
His wife follows me on Twitter.
I met him a couple weeks ago.
Janine Haddad.
And he was like, what's your name? And I was like, he did that. I was so excited.
I loved him since Mr. Show, Paul F. Tompkins.
He is so hilarious.
It's all these guys, they kind of have their internet presence going. It is how they make a small living. And I want to start doing it.
Well, he did.
It beats a real job. Well he's a stand-up.
Yeah, he's huge in other ways. Like, like that's
his dirt.
Probably. We went to see him, like, Comedy Bang Bang. What's his name? Scott, that dude. I have no idea.
Scott Thorson, Liberace's former lover?
Yes, that guy.
Okay.
And they did a show at the 930 Club, and it was, and the whole time.
Scott Weiland?
No.
We can play the Scott game.
Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Thompson.
Scotty Pippen, actually.
Whoa, the Scotty gloves are off. Scotty Dog.
Paul F. Tompkins did the whole show in character as, oh my God, what's his name?
Do you like how they left on the test
Alan
pattern?
Thicke.
You're grounded. Do you like how they left the test pattern on in the other studio and just strutted out with that sound blaring?
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Did they, or am I having a stroke?
No, I hear it.
Okay. Yeah.
Some dude coughing. Yeah.
Fucking inconsiderate asses.
Well, I don't think it's hearable on this.
Really? I know, I kind of have sense. No, it's not getting picked up on the mics.
Oh.
It's driving me batshit, though.
I'm sorry.
It's okay if I take a very audible slug of water. Broadcast professional standards of...
You're a classy gent.
Hold on. Let me pause for a second because I love any chance I can to jump on these guys like a rabid fucking dog. They shut it off right as I charged out with my...
like a... Raging
you kids,
bowl.
It landed on my lawn. I'm keeping it.
That
expression.
Smoke coming out of your nostrils.
I was fucking teed. Now back to Nerdist because I'm intrigued by the dude. I've heard him briefly on Opie and Anthony, and his persona was just, I'm not going to say it rubbed me the wrong way. I just kind of more enjoy the working class Opie and Anthony vibe.
Yeah.
And Hardwick was a little like, I'm scared to be around men doing the men shtick.
He's a little shy. Like he's truly a nerd. Like that's he is a like Nerdist, like that whole thing. Like he's a nerd. He's very socially like unsure, like especially around people that he's not known for a long time. He'll be kind of quiet. Like he can be professional, and you know, if he's interviewing someone, he'll have questions and you know, have stuff ready. But like if he's Like, if he's out of his comfort zone, you could definitely tell. Like, he's just like,
isn't like, that? Because for my money, the dude makes a living. I'm not going to say you can't be shy and also someone who does what, like Talking Dead and the podcast and all that. But he needs to, let's put it this way. If he's behind a mic, he needs to drop the shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're capable, more than capable, behind a mic, dude. Like, drop the act. The same way, like, when a fucking nude model is like, I'm really such a nerd. It's like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. You might be a nerd, but also everyone wants to plow you.
Yeah. It's her justification.
It's a little shticky.
I'm a real person.
Yeah. I'm not even the real person. It's just like, get off of the crutch.
Mm.
Like, look, not everyone sees you as the nerd. Everyone sees you as the chick they want to fuck. And then you tell them you're a nerd. Same with him. It's like, the whole, like, oh, I'm really quiet and shy. It's like, oh, really, asshole? You've got a radio show and countless other shows. I didn't, you know, the first adjective that came to mind wasn't shy.
Yeah, he's doing, like, 4 shows and then tours and does all that
stuff. Yeah, like I said, back before I really understood much about it, I'm pretty sure I tweeted him and someone in the Nerdist family once or twice. I was like, hey, give a listen to my show. And now I realize no one listens to anything.
Nope.
I could.
He doesn't even listen to his own show.
I don't. Fuck, I don't listen to this one. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Who wants to hear their own voice?
That's true.
That I understand.
I can't handle that. I sound like a man.
You don't sound like a dude.
Oh, thanks. Oh, my God. I felt that.
That had been in there a while.
God.
Oh.
Oh, did I taste that, too?
I think so.
Oh, Jesus, you're like 4 feet away from me.
Yeah.
Oh,
your hair moved a little bit.
That was a breeze. Oh,
you
God.
Looked like king of the world, like that kind of pose for a bit.
Anyway,
you're big on that dude. You're big on the Nerdist guy.
Not necessarily him, but I am a fan of his work. And oh my God, when I met him a couple years ago at one of his shows.
I had a couple friends when he came to DC. A couple people I was talking to, and they were all bowled over that he was going to come by.
Mm.
It's just funny to me. Again, look, as much as you want to say you're a nerd and you want to put on the whole, like, I'm socially inept thing, every chick who is going to that is like, I would fucking eat his ass. He could use my tongue like toilet paper.
Ew.
Like,
I would not. For the record, I would not.
Yeah, but you'd have normal, heteronormative sex with him.
I don't think I'm very attracted to him in that way.
Really?
I'm more attracted to his girlfriend than him.
The girlfriend, what the fuck was her name again?
Chloe Dykstra.
Lucky Strikes?
She's so
Chloe Dykstra. Not Lenny's kid,
by the way.
She's
gorgeous.
She is really, like, just fucking classic beauty white chick hot.
Yeah, she's tall and thin.
Tall and thin, all the things we aren't.
And she's a giant, I think she's a bigger nerd than him. Like, she plays video
games
constantly.
Yeah, but, like, full lips, that milky white vampire skin.
Yeah, and her bright, bright eyes, and I'm just like, who?
Yeah, she... Just a gorgeous chick. And if we're going to call people out more, because, again, Chris listens to the show, so I'm throwing down the gauntlet with a friend. This really matters whatsoever. He's the type of guy who completely would be like, I'm so against the objectification of women. I don't like any of the standards we put out there today of beauty. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And yet, who is he fucking except for, like, the hottest goddamn thing? She looks a lot like, there's a very Olivia Wilde vibe to her in terms of, like, skinny, bright eyed porcelain skin bullshit. Like, you couldn't have, there was no other girl who had a nicer heart than this girl. Cause he's like, I swear to God,
she's the package. She's,
if you would bring this chick up in conversation, you'd be like, dude, she's just so sweet. She's just such a nice, really? There wasn't a fucking nicer girl who might, maybe was like 200,
maybe
220.
A six.
Yeah, exactly. Like a solid 6 who kicked ass. We had to have the 9. We had to have the 9.5, and then we're going to act like, I don't even really see that when I look at Chloe Dykstra. I just see that she's a great girl. Get the GTFO, mate.
Yeah.
I like that we both did the at the same time. Click wars.
No, but when I met Chris Hardwick, I was so nervous. I don't know why, but I was just so excited to meet him, and I was just like, I'm a fan of your life. That was just the biggest. And he was like, oh, thanks. And I was just so embarrassed. And it was terrible.
I don't get starstruck by, like, big stars. It's very weird. I've met a couple of them, and it was very cool. It's the low rungers. the people who are kind of intimately known to me but not other people that really hit me a lot more.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, since I do conventions to sell my jewelries.
Your schmata.
My number 12 creations, by the way.
Is that the website?
Yeah, my Etsy.
Do we actually have a URL
to
plug?
I have an Etsy, yeah.
Plug it.
Oh, I don't know. It's just like shop.etsy.com/12creations.
I don't go to Etsy, so I don't know the layout. It's not like Model Mayhem, where you just like look for girls in a mile radius, and then you just hit F3 and type in the word yes, because the only instance of yes on the page is will they shoot nudes.
That is exactly how it is.
And so you just go, you find all the ones that hit yes and click on their profile and then see if there's any nudity in their profile.
My my claim to fame is actually, if you search Pac-Man necklace, I think my Pac-Man necklace is the first one to pop on Etsy. And
really?
I'm really proud of
football
about
player.
That. Pac-Man.
Jones.
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't like sports.
My buddy David is laughing right now, hysterically. My football friend David.
Well, that's adorable. I'm glad you.
It is. Little inside joke.
For him.
Little tidbit. You made it this far, pal.
Anyway, since I do shows a lot, I've met a bunch of people, and I'm just like, yeah, these cool people that I'm like so obsessed with, they're just how awesome they are. I guess in my circle, like I met John DiMaggio last year.
Who?
Exactly.
Joe's
See?
Kid? I keep doing this.
John DiMaggio is the voice of Bender, Jake the dog from Adventure Time.
See, that would be something pretty cool to, yeah.
He was amazing. He was fantastic. I made him something. I made him a...
You made him come.
I made him a sculpture.
You showed the real fans gratitude.
I made him a sculpture, you pervert, of Jake the dog dressed as one of his other characters that he voiced from Final Fantasy.
Which one's Jake the dog?
From Adventure Time?
Is that the dog with the glasses? I don't really watch Adventure Time.
He has huge eyes. They're not glasses. They're just big eyes.
But he doesn't have pupils, right?
Yeah.
That was like a sign that my ex had a drug problem. Because all of a sudden it was like, I've really been watching a lot of Adventure Time recently.
Dude, I fucking love that show. It's so good.
Smoking weed 3 times a day suddenly.
I don't smoke weed 3 times a day at all, ever. But I, whatever, I love that show. I don't care.
I've heard good things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you have to be a stoner, but it does seem
it does help.
To grease the skids for Cartoon Network viewership.
Yeah, but that's huge at cons, like Adventure Time and like for people my age, you know, Adventure Time, My Little Pony, that kind of shit.
You're my age.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I'm a couple years younger than you, I thought.
Yeah, but I thought Adventure Time was more like a 22-year-old thing.
No, dude. It's for all ages. Children of all ages.
Okay.
It's got, you know, it's one of those shows on Cartoon Network that, you know, the kids watch, but then, like, when their parents watch it with them, you could tell, you know, there's stuff in there for them, too. It's like, on the surface, it's like, yeah, it's funny, but if you have the life experience to, you know, read into stuff, it's a really dark show.
Really?
It's about a Pokemon.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. It's like, God, I can't talk.
It's okay. You're only on a radio show.
I know, right? Not like people are listening.
Don't worry, they aren't.
How many
people? It's more because I don't know how to promote a show.
How many people are listening to you? 7.
What, this? Like, realistically?
12.
I think each episode gets like 5,000 listens or something.
Oh my
like that.
God!
Don't worry. It translates to zero web traffic.
Dear God.
Of any kind whatsoever.
Yeah.
You might as well, like I said, I might as well take this, put it on a USB stick, and fire it into fucking space for all I get in terms of Twitter and Facebook recognition.
Aww. I follow you on Facebook.
You do. But you would have anyhow because we're friends.
That's true.
Well, let's punch this one out. I think we've hit the hour mark.
Yeah?
And then some.
Dear God, I'm
yes,
sorry.
Let's. I don't get to play my old outro song because it's copywritten, that as most music tends to be.
Yeah.
This one is just my brother's band, Gray Sky Eternal, so he's not going to sue me unless shit gets bad.
Unless you get,
and I get
really
huge.
Big.
In which case, you know what? I'll toss my bro some cash.
A couple bucks.
Laura, thank you for joining on Papa's Basement. Plug all your shit again.
Thanks for having me. You can find me on Etsy, number 12 Creations. I also have a Facebook page. Under the same name, number...
Same name.
The word number and the numeral 12, Creations. It's a Harry Potter reference because I love Harry Potter.
That's fine. I don't remember number 12, Creations.
Number 12 is number 12, Grimald Place, the headquarters of the Order of the Phoenix.
Was it?
Yeah, man.
Well, then.
Yeah.
I thought number 12 was six simultaneous dumps. I've got to take a number 12.
You just kidding.
Like, you're really backed up.
You just wanted to make another poop joke before we ended.
Who could blame me? I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm the host. I like to just announce that. I'm like, I do things.
This is
I
my podcast.
This.
I do this.
I've got this.
This is mine.
Okay, Dad. No more. That is Def Lou Ferrigno lifting
job.
And pumping iron. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. Go there. You can find a new episode every Monday and every Thursday of the show. I do a bunch of writing as well. There will also be links to the other show I do, Papa's Football Podcast, and the comic I write, TheSpookiesComic.com. Check all of that shit out. PFPod.com is the football's podcast website. Find Papa's Basement and Papa's Football Podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to it. Like it. All that happy shit. And share it with your friends. And I am getting another call, so we will end this one toot sweet. Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.